Is that what you're telling me?
Or just, you know, or...
You could, you did, you, sometimes they let Parkins do that.
Okay.
But, now they have a above the ground sweeper table. Have you ever seen one?
Mm-hmm.
Tastes just like your pumpkin.
But they wouldn't rot? Well, a Kershaw was just a type of what?
It was a type of pumpkin. If it did, it was not a, you didn't have, you know, with the pumpkin, if you made a pumpkin pie,
yeah,
you had everything imaginable in it when you got through with it. But a Kershaw was sweeter, and you did not have to. Now, I used to cook them, just cut them in squares about this big and slice them this way and put butter and sugar and cinnamon nutmeg on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it was good. Sure, Rich, because that is good old country butter.
But I was talking about yellow. You make a casserole out of these?
Oh, squash?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Make squash, I make eggplants a casserole.
What kind of melons did they raise, did folks raise?
Well, watermelon and cantaloupes. We had some honeydew melons this year, but not did about have but about two plants. And they were, my son bought the melons, they get them in Greenville, and he saved the seed and planted the plants. And never real good.
Now, these things would come up in the field after a rain. They look like a little umbrella.
Frogs do.
You can't eat them there.
No, you can't eat them.
Why? Here? Mm-hmm.
They say they're poison. I've never, you know, never tried it. And
yeah.
They out in the yard lots of times after a rain. Saw some the other day.
Yeah.
So you've had, several rains. But they can have another name. What is it now? I can't think of that.
Mushrooms.
Right.
You don't have them? Any of them here? Well, that's what they're called.
That's what they're called, but you know, they're not, the reason they're called that, they look so much like mushrooms themselves, you see. I think that's it.
Well, only the little ones that you can eat, right?
Yeah.
That's what my mother's English, when she came here, she said that was the thing that she missed the most. She can't. Well, you could get mushrooms, they're expensive.
But, yeah, they're expensive and they don't taste as well.
Yeah, when she lived in London, you could just gather them.
My goodness. Of course, that's true.
Yeah. Now, if a man had a person had a sore throat, you say you gave him a cup of soup a day, it was so hot they couldn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't
swallow it. It would hurt the throat.
Okay. Now, I want to go with some animals. We'll ask you about some animals. The kind of bird that could see in the dark. You go, hoo, hoo.
Owl?
What different types of animals?
Owl. Well, you had the screech owl, the hoot owl, and the horn owl.
Did you ever hear that screech owl at night?
Oh, good heavens, yes. They sound horrible.
Any sort of stories about them?
Well, they used to be, but I don't
know. Some folks would say that one of your family was dying.
Yeah, the people there, but I'm not a superstitious type. I never paid too much attention to those things. It was kind of ridiculous to me.
Well, in that case, if you ever hear a screech owl like that at night, go turn your shoes over in your closet.
Yeah,
It'll go away.
And never hear those things anymore.
Well, you know what?
Well, they just...
Cotton poisons kill them all.
That's right, they kill everything. And you know, I'll tell you something else now, this isn't very nice. The buzzards that used to eat dead animals,
you
never see anymore. Because no one leaves anything out dead, unless it's a wild animal or something.
I think enough animals are killed, but you see, the animals that die from poisons are immediately eaten by the buzzards, and the toxins build up in the bloodstreams of these predators, see? Just like they're building up in